Okay, before we get to our friend Laura Oakes here, the tickets have been won. The bumper music theme tickets have been won. We really appreciate everybody playing along. Tom Segura is hilarious. The five winners are going to have fun. Dave, as people take in this well-known tune, explain to Laura and the audience the bumper music theme today.
Quite frankly, I'm very disappointed that it was won so early. I thought this one might carry us well into the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
What do you do at a comedy show, Chad?
You laugh, Dave.
You're darn right you do. And that was the theme today. Songs that contain laughter.
Oh.
That's good.
And I didn't have the laughter in any of the cuts I used. I skipped past the laughter, making it a little bit more difficult, but some jerk had to win them.
What other songs did you play besides Ozzy Osbourne here?
We had Thriller from Michael Jackson.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Okay. I Put a Spell on You.
Mm.
Let's see. Coming up. Well, I'll just tell you, I've got Hungry Like the Wolf. That starts with just a little bit of laughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little laughter in Wipeout. That's coming up.
Yeah. Very good.
I like it.
Very good. Okay, so do you normally remember your dreams?
No, I never remember my dreams. And today, I don't know why I remembered this one. I think it's because I was in the dream cycle right before I woke up. And my sleeping was disrupted last night. It frequently is. But I was out late at the Pink concert. So I went to bed later. Oh. I slept in later. I was just a little bit screwed up.
Great show, I'm assuming.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
I saw her a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Just great.
Yeah, it was fabulous. So anyway, so here is my dream. And let me preface this by telling you two things that have been going on with me recently that kind of have elements that showed up in this dream. So okay. It will actually make sense. The first one is somehow with this place and our allotted number of vacation days, I went over by 5.5 days in my requesting this year.
Okay, Susie Jones is now entering the conversation.
I don't know how this happened. I'm really good about this stuff. The system does not.
I'm not sure really good.
No, really. The system should notify you if you are on track and going over your amount, I think, when you request them. And it never did. Yep. So I just noticed this maybe 3 weeks to a month ago that I'm 5.5 days over. So I went into Lindsay Peterson, my boss, and I said, are there any days, any weekend days, any shifts that I can pick up so I can make up 5.5 days so I can get paid for this time, right? 5.5 days is a lot of days.
Yeah.
So
for you, that's probably, what, $40,000, Dave, wouldn't you say?
It's light, I think.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've been working the past few Sundays for Miss Susie Jones. I'm working tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for Al Schock, and I have one more Sunday coming up for Susie in November. So anyway, so I'm working on, this is on my mind, making sure I'm making up my days. The other thing that was on my mind earlier this week was my severe disappointment when I saw that Timothy Chalamet is dating Kylie Jenner.
You just saw this?
Yes. I didn't know this.
Where have you been?
I don't know, but I love him. I don't love that he's with her. So I'm thinking Kylie Jenner, then I'm thinking, Bruce Jenner's her dad, and what's his name again now? So somehow I had this Jenner thing in my mind.
Okay.
So here's my dream. And I'm going to look at my notes because I'm a little foggy today. These are the notes that I wrote down right out of bed this morning. You know that I've been trying to pick up some work hours. You know that I had the Jenner thing on my mind.
Yeah.
So in my dream, I was your producer. Sorry, Dave.
Oh. And so in other words, you're fired.
How about sorry, Chad, okay?
And sorry, Chad. But this was part of my trying to get some more work hours in.
Okay.
Somehow I was able to be your producer for a while to get in a few more hours, all
sounds
right?
Sounds great already.
So
sounds
like I'm your producer, and I'm having trouble finding you a guest or getting you somebody
I'm used to that with Dave.
I have to tell you that I can't get this person. I can't find their number. I wasn't coming through for you. And you said to me, quote, when Caitlyn Jenner used to book my show, she had a system where she saved everything.
Wow.
Yes.
Caitlyn.
Yes. And then I said, and I wrote this down too. I don't know how I remember this, but I said, well, that's nice, but I'm only doing this very temporarily until I've made up enough time to get paid for my mistaken 5.5 vacation days.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And I left the room, and you were kind of like, whatever. But then my dream ends with me in the men's room handing you a hand towel.
What?
Like, like that was another job that I had to do to make up my stupid time.
That's actually what Chad's producers have to do.
Yes.
Follow him into the restroom with towels and mints.
Yeah, you can relate. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's my day. Now, it wasn't that worth sharing.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, that's very good. By the way, one of the worst jobs of all time.
Oh, the bathroom attendant.
No, I meant producing the show.
Oh.
No.
A little spritzer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so I normally don't remember my dreams either. Mine's not as quirky as yours, but the Bear Grease Iditarod
yes.
is taking place, right? And there are some individuals I know in my dream, right, who are a part of it.
With sled dogs, like riding on the sleds in
yes,
the race?
Yes.
Okay.
And they also have to climb. So it's a little
Ooh.
Bit different. They have to climb with the dogs.
Ooh.
And so we're hanging out, and they're about to go, and then one person says, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, you got to do it. And they're looking at me. I'm like, I'm not doing it. And they're like, well, you have to do it. I go, do I have any stuff? No, you're just going to have to do it on your own. And, like, I'm just, like, wearing what I'm wearing now except pants. And wait a second. You guys have all your winter stuff. Yeah, you can't – you're not going to be able to – we don't have any coats for it. I go – and this is true. I go, I'm not a very good climber. And they're like, well, too bad. You're going to have to come with. And they started browbeating me. And we're yelling at each other. And then I woke up as my friends, a couple friends, are trying to convince me to do not only – the dog race, but then we have to climb
the mountain.
And I'm out in the middle of winter just wearing like a just normal clothes.
What did this symbolize? What are you climbing in your life?
I need new friends, I think is what it symbolizes.
You either need a new wardrobe or you need to ask yourself, what are you really reaching for in your life here? What is your climb?
What's your
journey?
I'm trying to bring Caitlyn Jenner back as my producer. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay, so you're in tomorrow?
I'm in tomorrow morning, yes.
5 a.m.?
Technically. It might be more like 5:20.
depends how good the dream is.
We will see. Yeah, I'm in for Al Shock tomorrow, so I'll be doing news tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then we're good.
What was the best part of the Pink concert?
Well, I have to say, I've been fortunate enough. This was my third time seeing her in a year. I saw her twice last year. Same show.
Yep.
But she, you know, she was at Target Field.
Yes.
I saw her in Fargo and now this. So the arena show is slightly different than the open air Target Field kind of show.
Right.
But same kind of set. She does all of her aerial tricks, of course.
It's amazing.
And you know she's singing live while she's hanging upside down on trapezes and
right.
and those scarves and, you know, flying through the sky. She doesn't miss a note. Just her voice quality is so amazing live.
I don't think it's mentioned enough. You know, when people think of voice quality now, like Adele comes up.
Oh, God.
But the fact she can do that, and then what she's doing
yes,
in the voice
she's
quality.
She's doing somersaults in the sky, and she's flying through the air, and it's just, yes, that blows me away every time. Just the quality of the sound and the how perfect her pitch is, and it's just fabulous.
Yeah, she's great.
Let me tell you this too, as long as we're talking about Pink, and I think Ari is going to run my story here coming up at 2 o'clock. She announced during the concert last night that they have fallen in love with this foster puppy that they're taking on for the next few months, and then supposedly they're going to find a nice family for this foster dog. She's done this a few times in the past, but they are so in love with this puppy named Graham Cracker that they got from a local rescue organization that I know they're going to keep it. You could just tell by the way she was talking.
I was just
going to
say, Dave, how tough would that be? Oh, I could not do it.
No way.
If you fall in love with a puppy and then say, all right, that's good. Now, I guess in theory, if you then right away get another one, but don't you get so attached?
Yes, you do. And her kids. I mean, you can't pull a dog away from a couple of kids that fall in love with it who are on tour with you for another 3 or 4 months, you know? Yeah.
Dave Graham Cracker is a dog name. What are your thoughts?
Terrible.
I love it. He's so cute.
He's very cute.
See the puppy. Did you see the picture of him? Yes.
I'm not sure I like the name, though.
Bad. Too long.
I think it's cute.
Mr. Cracker? I mean.
I think Graham would be a great name.
Graham's
for
better.
Graham Cracker. I like it.
Yeah.
He's the color of a Graham Cracker. That's probably why they named him that, you know.
All right. Well, update me Monday on the dreams.
I think you should have a dream segment every Friday.
Yeah.
Somebody can talk about their dream, and we'll just see if it's funny or not.
Well, we once had the Dr. Dreams.
Yes. I bet we could round him up.
Werner?
Yeah.
He was more of a sex dream doctor, though, wasn't he?
No, it would kind of go to sex, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very moody.
He wouldn't be a good fit on this show, then.
Werner, yeah, exactly.
Well, you've already got a dream segment on Fridays anyway.
Am I wrong?
Thank
yes. 45 minutes on CCO.